From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. After spending the night in a New York hospital, former President Clinton is expected to be released today after undergoing a procedure to open a blocked coronary artery. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
It was a heart attack scare that sent Clinton to a New York City hospital, but doctors quickly figured out that he wasn't having a cardiac arrest. One of his arteries was clogged. This was the same problem that Clinton had fixed in 2004 with a quadruple bypass. Dr. Alan Schwartz says it's natural that bypasses will also get clogged. He says not to blame Clinton.
He has really toed the line in terms of both diet and exercise. He's followed an excellent program.
The doctors placed two stents into one of Clinton's arteries. They say the former president can resume a healthy, active lifestyle. He's expected to be out of the hospital today and back to work on Monday. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats are pushing a scaled-down bill designed to create jobs in the U.S. economy, a push Majority Leader Harry Reid describes this way.
We don't have a jobs bill. We have a jobs agenda.
Reid and Senate Democrats are hoping Republicans will get behind it, but some in the GOP are critical of the new bill, saying it took a long time to reach bipartisan agreement on the original. The smaller bill includes a tax break for companies hiring those who are unemployed and for small businesses that spend money on new machinery and equipment. It also helps state and local governments with large infrastructure projects. The bill was revised when some Democrats complained the original wouldn't do much to create jobs. Congressman Patrick Kennedy says he's calling it quits. The Rhode Island Democrat says he won't be seeking a ninth term. The decision comes about 6 months after the death of his father, Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts. The Winter Olympics are kicking off tonight in Vancouver, where the opening ceremonies will be indoors for the first time. 55,000 people are expected to jam the largest air-supported dome in North America, with rain showers expected outside. A new poll suggests mixed opinions about hosting the Olympic Games from those who live in Vancouver. NPR's Quinn O'Toole has more.
Almost 60% of those surveyed agreed with the statement that the Games are a waste of money that could be used for other more important things. 45% said the Games are an inconvenience to their daily lives. But those concerns seem far away on the streets of Vancouver, as an estimated 500,000 people have turned out to cheer the final legs of the Olympic torch relay. When the Olympic cauldron is lit tonight, it will be under the dome of BC Place, though there is expected to be a second cauldron outdoors. Quinn O'Toole, NPR News, Vancouver.
NASA says things went well today inside and outside the International Space Station. Astronauts hooked up a large new room called Tranquility. This is NPR News from Washington. In California, lawmakers have rejected Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's pick to fill the vacant lieutenant governor's job. But the governor says he doesn't see it that way and plans on swearing him in anyway. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The man in limbo is State Senator Abel Maldonado. He's a moderate Republican like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who appointed him. Both houses of the legislature, however, are controlled by Democrats. Though Maldonado's appointment was approved in the Senate, the Assembly voted against him 37 to 35. The Schwarzenegger administration now argues that Maldonado's appointment stands because an absolute majority of the 80-member assembly didn't reject him. The governor's office plans to swear Maldonado in as early as February 23rd. That's plenty of time for lawsuits to be filed. Maldonado intends to run for lieutenant governor this fall, and some Democrats didn't want to give him the incumbent's advantage. The former lieutenant governor left the job when he was elected to Congress. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
More furloughs for employees at USA Today. The nearly 1,500 people working at the newspaper are being told to take an unpaid week off by early July. It's a cost-cutting move triggered by slumping ad revenue. Last year, the newspaper's owner, Gannett, ordered employees to take 2 weeks of unpaid leave. The man behind the Frisbee has died. Walter Frederick Morrison is credited with inventing the flying plastic disc in 1957. Back then, it was known as the Pluto Platter. It was later renamed Frisbee, with more than 200 million being sold. Frisbee golf and the team sport Ultimate grew out of Morrison's invention. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.